Welcome to Elder Care Radio on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday. It is yet another glorious day here in Southern Utah, and we are so excited to be here. Brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we are trying to bring the best information and quality of care available in Southern Utah to you, our radio listeners, and we appreciate you participating with us today.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for being here. We're excited to be with you today, and we're glad you stopped by to listen to the show. Today, we're going to try and do something kind of fun. We just ended, I don't know if everybody realizes this, but May was senior month, and we will be coming up this summer on Senior Day, which is officially August 21st, but we just thought we'd spend some time talking about some fun facts about seniors.
Yeah, there's a gap in there somewhere, so we're going to try and fill the gap today talking about seniors.
Yeah, that's it.
So a number of different interesting things that have happened. You know, last week we did mention that success doesn't necessarily come early in life. Sometimes it comes much later, and that's an option that we have. Colonel Sanders, Harlan S. Sanders, he didn't get KFC started until he was 65. And Ray Kroc got McDonald's, bought that at 59, and made quite a bit on that, too. So,
and Richard was really, really old when we started Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care.
And we're looking for the same level of success, and we hope that you guys are all going to help us get there.
Oh, really, really. He doesn't even have any gray hair yet, Kaylee.
Oh, I do, but it's all low. If I wear a beard, then it's all gray. So
right.
It all kind of hangs down low.
But it is kind of fun, right? Like the whole, everybody knows our story by now, I believe. And if you don't, please go to our website and read about us a little bit more about us. We had a good experience in Las Vegas with a palliative care, and it expanded palliative care program. We did not find that here when we came to care for my father. So we decided to start it because guess what? We're getting older and we're going to need it.
That's right.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So here we are.
And it was a concern for us, and we wanted to change that industry. So that's what we're trying to do, and we really appreciate everybody here. So another little fun fact on the creativity, that doesn't necessarily diminish with age either. Laura Ingalls Wilder didn't publish Little House in the Big Woods until she was 65. And many of us have seen Little House on the Prairie, at least if you're old enough to have seen that. That was from there. And then Millard Kaufman didn't publish his first novel until he was 90.
Whoa.
90.
So that is getting up there quite a bit.
I have time to become an author.
Yeah. Well, and it's also important kind of along these same lines that if we continue to try and learn, we will continue to stay younger. Focusing on learning, on reading, and gaining more knowledge does help us build neurons in our mind, which is a good thing. So we would highly recommend that everybody make those efforts mentally to try and learn something every day, if even only our phone number. So if you want to learn our phone number, it's the easiest one in Southern Utah.
Oh, no.
435.
Nice segue, by the way.
Yeah.
435 local area code. And then on the left side of the phone, right in the middle, you start at 4 and drop down 777. I'm sorry. I should memorize this. It's 477 on the left, and then again the middle and lower one, 6999 on the right. You probably will never forget it, and it is easier than 911 because you don't have to reach all the way to the top of the keypad to get those ones.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's much
easier. That's a big stretch for most people.
So 477-6999. Let's see, go ahead.
Well, I have a fun fact. So as we all know, or may know, seniors are living longer. Due to the advancements in healthcare and technology, people are living longer by the years. By the year 2040, the population of seniors over 85 is expected to triple from 5.7 million to 14.1 million and growing faster. Now, here's why that's important. I'm going to say something controversial. Ready?
Uh-oh.
That's never like me. In a time when a lot of us are looking towards the country going, what the heck happened to our country? Seniors have the most voting power. Did you know that?
Okay, on the age thing, I'm going to do you one better. Did you know that right now there are about 55,000 seniors that are over 100?
Really?
Okay, I didn't know that, but we're back to the controversial part of voting.
I was trying to cover that.
No, but don't move away from that.
But let me go a little
we
bit
like
further.
Controversy.
Let
Come
me
on,
just
Richard.
Let me just finish mine out, and then you can go back. By the year 2050, it's expected there will be over 600,000, 55,000 a day, 600,000 seniors over the age of 100.
Wow.
In 2050, which I don't think I'm going to make, but it's interesting to see if we can get there.
I don't either. My genes don't indicate that I'm going to make it to over 100. But there was a set of twins this weekend that celebrated their 102nd birthday, and they were both still here. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Okay, but here's something interesting. So senior citizens are more likely to vote, so we can still make positive changes. Mm. I think it's also an interesting fact that and I don't think this one's a surprise to most of us, but senior citizens tend to be more conservative than the later born baby boomers of today. And so if you truly do want to make a change, you do have to get out and vote. But senior citizens make up the majority of registered voters. That means that they are also good citizens with a strong sense of civic pride and community to their country. Or commitment to their country, sorry. According to the U.S. News, 61% of citizens age 65 and older voted in the November elections. Did you know that? 54% of those aged 55 to 64 also cast a ballot. 37% of ages 25 to 44-year-olds voted. And only 21% of the voters were made up of people 18 to 25. So between the ages of 18 to 25, only 21% of the community voted.
So it's a pretty powerful voting block then.
It is. If 61% of the votes were from people 65 and older, I think that we do still have an impact. I think that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
So if we blame the politicians on the young people, it's not their fault. It's our fault.
No, but I do wonder the changes that they're making with the new, the internet the way that it is and mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just making a huge impact, a huge change in the way that people see things. And I think it's so hard to glean out the truth, the facts from the fiction anymore. So it's interesting. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Move on to something else.
All right. So on to something else. Let's see. Along those lines, more than 10,000 people are turning 65 every day. 10,000 every day.
That's amazing. Wow.
Here's a little fact for you. If you're trying to book a cruise, you only have to be 55 to be considered a senior and get the discount.
And I'm there.
Richard.
Yeah.
I thought
there
were a lot of 55 and over seniors, but every time I started looking, it's like, no, not you, no, not you, no, not you. But a cruise, that would be good.
If you want to book a cruise, 55 is the number.
Okay. That's a good thing to know.
That is a good thing to know.
Now, here's one that I think it can be very meaningful, and there's more than 15 million older adults that are formally recognized volunteers. They've actually gone out and gotten recognized for that. But nearly half of all seniors volunteer in some capacity, which is great.
That is great.
If you want to be recognized as a volunteer, we would love to have you call us, and we will help you become recognized as a volunteer. Whatever you want to do, we'll help you find ways to do that within our organization or outside.
We do have some wonderful opportunities.
Yeah.
Our families are so grateful for volunteers that come over and spend time with their loved ones, just visiting with them, maybe playing cards, maybe giving them an opportunity to talk about their past and themselves. We had this really great experience where we had a volunteer go over, and we often try and get families to record their loved ones, either on video or audio. But how sweet, as this little volunteer was sitting with one of our patients talking, they asked the question about, what was your childhood like? And they started telling this story that the family's eyes were, big as saucers, just I can't believe he can even remember that because he had some dementia. But the clarity of his thought and the way that the story came out, and she had her record button on, and she just recorded probably a 10-year history over the next hour and a half. And it was just really a wonderful opportunity to have that. So volunteers are great. You have an important place, and they are important to our families. If you do want to volunteer, please give our office a call. We'd love to meet you.
And what would that number be?
Let me think. 435-477-6999.
Excellent. Learn something every day and we'll stay younger. Now, learning can help us stay younger, and of course, so can physical activity.
Learning. Fun fact, we never stop gaining brain cells as it pertains to learning. This is a fun fact. Hmm. So while even we may have dementia or Alzheimer's, and our brain may be shrinking, and there may be part of our brains that die from strokes or other ailments.
Or nagging.
Oh my gosh, did you just say that?
Well, I was speaking for other people.
Okay.
He was speaking metaphorically.
Okay, thank you. Thank
not,
you.
Not actual application here.
So back to the fun fact.
Richard, you're in trouble, man.
I know.
But as long as it's learning, your brain being a muscle, you will always be able to learn something. You might not retain it, but you can learn it. And I just thought that was interesting that your learning cells are still there and they still ignite, which is why if you do things like crossword puzzles or Sudoku or some of the other learning things and keep those cells vibrant, that they can continue to be strengthened and grow. That's pretty impressive.
Learn something every day, and also physical activity. Whatever physical activity you can do, they did a study. They had people who had a limited ability to get around, but they could still walk 0.2 miles on their own. And they studied those that chose to go out and continue to get that exercise and those that didn't. And certainly those that didn't had a much more rapid decline than those that did. So whatever activity, whether that's doing a little walking around the house or at least going to the grocery store and doing that walking, that can help. Or doing some types of exercise, whether that's exercising your arms, your upper body. It doesn't have to be massive exercises. We're not looking at putting on muscle. We're just looking at keeping physically active. That helps with blood flow and all the other activities.
Well, and I'm not sure that people really realize that just moving your arms, it wouldn't matter if you were sitting in a wheelchair and you put your arms out in front of yourself and raise them high over your head, put them back at your lap level and raise them high over your head. All that movement keeps the circulation going. It also not only keeps the circulation, but keeps your stability. So if you are having problems with falls or you're feeling like you're not quite as balanced or stable, start balancing yourself. It's almost like what is that when you shake your phone and calibrate? It almost recalibrates you when you raise your arms and put your arms down. Raise your arms, put your arms down. Lift your legs. Those little bit of motions and movements is a recalibration to our brains.
And for those of us who are younger and just don't have the time to do that exercise, the question really comes down to, we know that we have a busy schedule, so the question is, are you better off exercising for 1 hour a day or being dead for 24 hours a day?
Let's think about that.
Good point.
If you can fit it into your schedule, your schedule will be better.
Kate, you have a lot of nerve bringing that up because I've been asking you to walk with me for a couple of months.
I know, and it's hard. We completely understand that it is difficult to get those habits and do those things, but whatever motivation it takes, it really is important to do. It's not just theoretical. It's not just, well, maybe. It's true that exercise does improve every part of our life, from how our bodies digest food, to how we think, to lowering our blood pressure, all of those things. So
it really is every movement that counts. Mm-hmm. We need to stop and think about that. Every movement counts, so move more. Whether it's your arms, your legs, your feet, your toes, move. Just move. Keep moving.
All right, so another one. Senior citizens are the fastest growing demographic on Facebook. They say the recent studies show that more than half of all U.S. seniors are active online. They're using the computer to do things, and more than one third.
Why do I think that's surprising?
I don't know, but more than a third of those seniors are also active on Facebook and other social media sites. So that's, maybe I'm from a time when I imagined that everybody who was old said, "No, I don't know how to use that because it's a computer." But now I'm in that category, so I go, "Well, yeah, I guess I do know how to use that, so I fit that demographic." But yeah, half are active on
social media.
Yeah. So
did you know senior citizens still drive? even when they shouldn't. But senior citizens. No, I don't mean that of all of them. I don't mean if you're a senior citizen. But have you had any experiences where you thought, huh, maybe that one shouldn't be driving?
Well, the tough thing, too, when you get to be, say, in your 80s and you're alone.
Oh, I know.
If you give up driving, you give up independence, basically.
Yeah.
Well, you feel like that, but we've talked before, there are resources. Look at it more as you've earned the right to be chauffeured around instead of I'm giving up my independence, because there are driving programs or resources through the Senior Citizen Center, also through your Medicare Advantage plan. And I really feel it's so important. It not only can save your life, but it can save others' lives. And we have to be willing to admit, if we have, here's why I jestfully wink at Richard and laugh about that. We had a patient that had macular degenerative eye disease, and he absolutely refused to give up his driving. His kids had stolen his car keys and he found the spare. His wife was begging him to stop. He had 5 small accidents within 1 week, and his wife, was begging him. You, first of all, our insurance is out the roof, right? Because you had these 5 independent accidents. It's cost us over $15,000 to repair a car that was worth about $8,000. And, you're still driving. And he really felt that to give up his driving was to give up his independence. So we did just go over and talk to him about, look, here's the driving resources available through the Senior Center. It's what, $3 each way? It's nothing. But then your Medicare Advantage program also has this system where they use like the Lyft and Uber. So they come to your door. People are paying for that and you get it for free. So finally we got him to just try it, and he actually kind of liked being chauffeured around. But it is a hard thing to give up. It's hard. I get it. I recognize it. And I wonder how I will be. I do. But we do have to be mindful that not only are we at risk of hurting ourselves, but we are at risk of hurting others, just so that we can stay prideful about keeping our independence. It's just not worth it.
Well, if we actually consider that we could get a ride, a taxi cab or an Uber or Lyft, but we think, man, that's going to cost me a lot. Actually, look at the cost of keeping that vehicle, paying for the vehicle itself. You could sell it and have some money in the bank account. You wouldn't have to pay for insurance. You wouldn't have to pay for fuel registration. You wouldn't have to pay for oil changes. There's a huge amount of savings over a period of a year.
Yeah.
And you really look at the number of times you might need to call somebody to get a ride to go to the grocery store or something like that. I think it would probably be a net savings overall.
I think so. You add up that insurance, registration, maintenance of the car, the gas. Yeah, I think that would be a savings.
The price of the car, the fact that you don't have to have garage space for it, so you can gather more stuff for your kids to take care of
fun.
Later.
that's fun.
there's plenty of reasons to consider the alternative of driving yourself, and so if anybody has any questions, we'd answer those. But we don't want to say that it has to be that way. It's just that those are options, and if you really understand the option, it may be a great option for you. Let's see. What else you got?
Well, I was just going to talk about, we mentioned the Senior Center's resources. I don't know if enough people take advantage of it. So I was reading some of these statistics, these fun facts, and the average age of people that use the Senior Centers across the country, I didn't have time to call our Senior Centers specifically, but it's 75. So we're waiting to use those resources, and yet there are some really fun things they do. We are there at the Hurricane Senior Center every week on Mondays. We're at the St. George Senior Center every week on Thursdays, and their calendar of events and activities is, I mean, I said I should be going there. They have this fun yoga program where you are on a big yoga ball. I mean, as soon as you are eligible to use it, you should use it. Go out and meet new friends and socialize with people of like mind, like ages, but just enjoy the activities that are available to you.
Especially when you look at what the alternative is. If you're just looking at your schedule today, what have you really got planned that's going to be meaningful or even something you'll remember in a week or 2 weeks? And if there isn't anything and you have the time, just stop over by the senior center and see what's going on.
They literally have calendars of events. And I know the Hurricane Senior Center is a little bit smaller, so they have less activities. But our St. George Senior Citizens has multiple rooms that they have different activities in every single day. So, I mean, you might find a day that has three or four activities going on at the same time. There will be something that you will enjoy. You should look up their calendar of events online, because we now know you're all tech savvy. And if you're not, we will send you a calendar, a magazine. They do have them not only online, but at the senior center. Go over there and meet those people. There's a lot of volunteers working at the desk that you will just love. They always have a welcoming, friendly face. You should come out and meet them and start participating in some of those activities that are, you know, very low cost and affordable. If you can't afford, they're all donations. I don't know if people realize that. Mm-hmm. There's no membership fee. I think they look for like a $3 donation just to keep the lights on. But you don't even have to pay that if you can't afford it. Just come out and enjoy the Senior Community Center.
Yeah. The other part of that statistic, which you have to do a little math on, but there's 11,400 senior centers across the country serving about a million people, which means that's on average a little less than 100 people. I think there's the resources are available and useful for far more than 100 people in this town, but they just aren't being taken advantage of. And so you should take advantage of it, because I think you'd enjoy it. I enjoy going over there and just meeting some of the people and being able
faces.
To talk to them. Yeah,
it's so nice.
So we would recommend that you try that. I think that's well worth it.
And, you know, there's a lot of people, we get calls all the time, especially from widows or widowers that find themselves in a place where they just feel lost. They're alone and trying to find a new normal. And if you come out to the senior center, maybe come out when we're there. We'll introduce you to some people, show you around, but we'll at least be a friendly place to start. But you don't need us. There's so many friendly people there. I invite everybody to make a goal this week of going out to the senior center at least one time, looking through their calendar of events and trying to find something that you'd be interested in. I know that the Parkinson's group meets there. I believe it's Wednesday mid-mornings. There are bereavement groups there. There are activities like the yoga and different types of activities, just like stretching classes. There is bingo.
On Thursday, it's drum aerobics.
Drum aerobics. So, see, there's all kinds of things.
You know, it's just a lot of fun stuff. There's some education. There's activities in the evening. I think they have card games. They try and mix it up and appeal to everybody at some level. So don't be afraid to give that a try. We didn't start this as a plug for the senior centers.
But I think
we just know
important.
That it's a resource that people could use. Yeah.
It is.
So we're happy to be part of that. Some other things that I thought were interesting was that being over 65, there's less stress in life. At least that's what they tell us.
I heard that they're happier, too. Like one of the statistics, not that I heard it, but when I was reading about it, one of the statistics said that we start to become less stressed and happier after the age of 45. Did you know that?
Well, 45 or 65? 65, I think, is the number. 45 was not a stressless time. But, over the age
maybe
of 65.
Okay. Well, I looked down at another 45-year-old statistic, and I was hoping that my life was going to become less stressful.
And if you think that...
not yet.
And if you think that's just because people are retiring at 65, that's not the case, because they say that about 65% of all baby boomers are not planning on retiring at 65. They're planning on working past that.
Right, right.
So,
that was a fun fact, and I think we're running out of time, but that's right. There's one of the statistics. Oh, let me try and find it really quick. Where
was it on the sexual activity?
People are Nope, that wasn't it. People are still working up to the age of 74.
Wow.
Did you know that our average age of employment are still working up to the age of 74? I think some people probably do that again for social, right?
Yeah.
Greeters and
bored.
Things.
Yeah
something sure. to do and a little extra money in their pocket.
Well, now that you mention it, yes. Many seniors, 70%, are sexually active and enjoying it more.
I didn't mention it. Why are you?
I don't know. But it was on
the list. I think we're out of time is what.
I think, oh. Ding, the time is up. Saved by the bell.
So we are happy to be here, and I hope that we've at least brought a little light and levity, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks
that number,
for being here, everyone. 435-477-6999. Or look us up on our website and find out more about us, and then come introduce yourself to us at the senior centers. Our website is pathwayhospicecare.com.